It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Wednesday, December 25th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. It's Christmas, which means we're also in the middle of flu season. In recent years, companies like Google have tried to use big data to map flu outbreaks. But what about companies that sell products related to the flu? Pharmaceutical companies and over-the-counter drug makers are trying to leverage big data flu mapping to make sure their goods are on the right shelves at the right time, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports.
By one count, cases of the flu have doubled over the last week.
And we saw particularly sharp increases across some of the Gulf states in the South, like Texas, Louisiana, Georgia.
That's Josh Gray with Athena Research, an arm of Athena Health. The firm monitors how often the 16,000 physicians in its network diagnose patients with the flu. When there's a spike, Gray blogs about it. For companies like Procter & Gamble and Johnson & Johnson, knowing that lots of people are coughing and sneezing in Georgia is gold.
We're seeing this more and more. In fact, we're seeing a lot of companies using sort of public health surveillance data as a tool to target marketing of their products.
John Brownstein's an epidemiologist at Harvard and develops those public health surveillance systems for infectious disease. With the market for over-the-counter cold and flu remedies worth nearly $6 billion, companies are also mining data from Twitter and Facebook to track the sick. Athena Health's Josh Gray says the idea is to get the right product to consumers at the right time.
There's more data than ever before, and it's becoming easier and cheaper to analyze it to a much more sophisticated level.
Gray says companies who can make sense of all this information and act quickly are going to profit. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.
Transparency. It's a fickle idea in the tech world. While the idea of bringing information into the public eye for the purpose of innovation has launched 1,000 startups, tech companies have been known to hide user numbers from the outside world, also issues to do with funding. But the social media management company Buffer turned some heads this week when it published employee salaries and company calculation formulas for those salaries. Sam Biddle is at Gawker's tech news site ValleyWag.
So you can start out with a base salary of $50,000 and wind up in the 70s or 80s with these multipliers. It's a very geeky way of running down a salary, almost like you're tallying up the score for a video game.
If you think that public process sounds a little awkward, get this. The company also says it sends every internal email between two employees to a public listserv so all emails can be publicly viewed. Biddle says that may be admirable, but is it effective?
Sometimes you want to say something to one person because you don't want anyone else to know. And that doesn't need to be some Machiavellian backstabbing thing. You just might want to talk to one person. I think if anything, you might lose some honesty because people will never tell the complete truth if they know someone's listening.
Sam Biddle of the website ValleyWag. Marketplace is a nonprofit listener-supported service. To keep our coverage strong and relevant, please consider making a tax-deductible gift to Marketplace today. Your gift in any amount helps us keep you up to date and well-informed wherever you are. Donate at marketplace.org by December 31st. The idea of turning a blog into a book is nothing new, but Kevin Kelly, author and former editor of Wired magazine, has gone all out for his new book, Cool Tools. It's big, it's colorful, and it features scannable QR codes attached to many of the nearly 1,500 descriptive entries so that you can buy an object you like with a click of the smartphone. Kelly says the spirit of Cool Tools comes from a hacker history that started in the 1960s. Kevin, thanks for joining us.
It's my pleasure to be here.
Tell me a little bit about the inspiration for this book.
The ancient version of this book was the Whole Earth Catalog, which was the Bible of the do-it-yourself hippies in the 1970s.
The original makers.
The original makers. They wanted to go back and restart civilization by building their own homes and growing their own food. And this was the catalog that told them that they didn't have to reinvent all these tools. They existed and where they could get them.
Tell me about an old tool and a new tool that you love in your house.
An old tool would be something like the KitchenAid mixer. And we have one, and our grandchildren were probably still using it. It's a highly evolved tool. A new one would be Chromecast that comes from Google, and you plug it into your TV monitor and allows you to basically, you know, watch YouTube and the web on this big screen.
This book is kind of interesting because there are a lot of QR codes here that link to Amazon, for instance, to order an item.
Yeah, well, the idea is you take a 1,000-year-old technology, which is highly evolved by now, printing on paper, and trying to marry that with some of the advantages of the web. Once you find something you like, you click a button, and then in 2 days, it's at your doorstep.
So the book is a tool in and of itself.
It is, exactly. And I want to emphasize that I'm actually not advocating that anybody buy the stuff in this book. I think that people should just know about these tools. Even if you don't buy any of them, it's a way to think about the world differently. It's a way to understand that you have power that you didn't know you have. It opens up things that you didn't even know were possible. And that's the main reason for having all these tools. It's not really to have anybody buy them.
Kevin Kelly has the awesome title of Senior Maverick and is the co-founder at Wired. Kevin, thank you very much.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
The book is called Cool Tools, A Catalog of Possibilities. You can find a link on our website, marketplacetech.org. You've heard of the old fireplace on TV move, right? Well, streaming company Netflix has its own version. The company even released a trailer this year.
When a pile of wood meets its destiny.
Remember, if you want to roast those chestnuts, can't go digital. Got to make an analog version. Merry Christmas. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.